Bangor Area High School. Hello, my name is Devin Lundeen, judging you today on visual performance. Today is October 12th, 2019. We're here at Mount Olive High School. Can't wait to see what you guys have been working on. And I'll come back in a little bit when you are ready. And here we go. Excellent foot articulations. Great work maintaining tempo through the transition, and good recovery setting up some of these forms. Oh, careful of those big step-offs. And around the 50 there, I think that file not quite developing the way we want it to, not quite as smooth. Something to go back and look at. Yeah, nice maintenance of form here, these curvilineers. Really tough to do. Side to side awareness, very high. Yeah, really nice foot timing. Nice consistent approach to the technique across the ensemble. One or two members here or there out when the step size gets large, as I sort of alluded to a little earlier, as the demand increases. Yeah, really excellent job coming in and out of these phrases, I have to say. Very nice work getting to these pictures as they were, letting them click and then moving on to the next picture. Definitely more room for depth to give our performers a little bit more of a challenge, to show off a little bit more elements of our program, of our visual program, but what you're showing me is very, very good. You can achieve at a very high level. A little bit of wonkiness in the feet on the side 130, both in terms of the timing and the development of this diagonal, but pretty good recovery. Careful on the initiation of that lunge. The lunge also being applied a little bit inconsistently, member to member, in terms of how far out you're stepping, what angle your leg is at, stuff like that. Good tempo maintenance through this down tempo stuff, often a huge challenge for groups this age, but you guys are tackling this very well. careful with the upper body in those lunges. The lower body articulation looks really great. Now you have to be careful that your upper body is staying straight up and down. Right? A couple of people sort of leaning over to the left or to the right. Just a little bit of inconsistency from member to member. And just stand there for a little bit so it's very exposed. Couple people not in open second, still in closed first. Yeah, coming back into open first is a little bit awkward. I think the initiation of that phrase didn't go so well because of that. There was some confusion if you were in, if you were feet apart, feet together. Tempo control, spacing. This line run on the 50, not quite developing the right way. I think the front two people need to take a little bit bigger steps. So that everybody gets body center, whatever count you're supposed to be body center, right? Your entire body's over the yard line at the same time, not just your foot. Continuing good tempo maintenance, side-to-side responsibilities. What you guys are doing, you're doing very well. Oh, very risky line rotation here. Again, player net sort of like six or seven people in, not quite taking big enough steps to have that line rotation develop completely the way that you want it to, but good recovery throughout the rotation. Yeah, nice articulations there. Yeah, good articulations there at the end. A couple people kind of like squatting and sticking their rear end out. So a little bit of inconsistent, I think, in terms of the approach to that. Something to kind of go back and check out member to member, making sure that they're all applying that. I don't know if it was a plie or a squat or what it was, but making sure they're applying it consistently. Off here. Also looking very good. Okay, so thank you so much for all the work you guys have been doing at Bangor Area High School. I think, as I mentioned several times, I think what you do it very well. I think there is a lot of room for depth in the program in the future, whether it's variability in the tempo going up, going down, or variable lower body articulations. I think there's plenty of dead time in there visually that, you know, there's room for depth and improvement, and making, you know, the visual energy sort of match the musicality of the entire thing. So you have a very highly energetic musical performance, but the visual performance, while very precise and very clean, which is excellent, lacks a little bit of the depth, and the things that are lacking in terms of precision, as I mentioned throughout the performance. There's something here, something there, a leg bent, or, you know, not enough, our feet aren't apart, missing step offs and things like that, that'll clean up throughout the season. And yeah, hopefully my comments have been helpful. Hopefully I get a chance to chat with you guys a little bit and critique. And if not, I hope you have a great rest of the season, and I'll see you down the line.